from Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. In the Siyum of the Pizmin Bar Yechoy, we sing it like the Omer, it says, Bar Yechoy, Ashrei El Adetecho, Ashrei Ha'om, Heim Lemdecho. So I saw the Vina Rav is Medayik. It doesn't say Ashrei Ha'om, Loim Beiserasecho, you learn the Torah of Rashbi, Loim Decho. That means there's an Indian to look into the life, into the history of Rav Shur Bar Yechoy, to understand the lesson of his Mahus. What is he all about? And I just want, the Masecht of Rashbi is huge, it's omeg mim tzeno. I want to shtel tach on one nekuda, one small nekuda in his life. But I think it's a central lesson, in Aravaydus Hashem. The last, the siyah, the end of Bar Yechoy, and which you could write a whole sefer on this pizma, like the deepest of deep. You start off by saying, Ashrei Yeladetecho. Fortunate, happy is the person who gave birth to you. And I thought to myself, where do I know such an expression? You don't got to be a genius to work it out. In Pirkei Avos, when the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim, and he was Meshabeach his Talmidim, the Shvach of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is Ashrei Yeladetu. What's an Ashrei Yeladetu? To understand the depth, just Derech Agav, where's the source of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Like, what's the story behind it? So we all know the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yudalud Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua was going together with Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen, and when they heard, whatever, a story, Rabbi Yeshua started saying, Maisa Merkovo, and even though it was the middle of the Tkufas Tammuz, it was a warm summer day, suddenly in this Kashua Shemayim Ba'ovim, and there was a Keshis in the Anonim, and he started saying Torah, and the Malachi Ashoris on high gathered to listen to the Drasha on Maisa Merkova, Rabbi Yeshua. And then Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen went to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechir ben Zakkai, to relate this incredible mystical experience. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai then said, Ashreichem v'ashrei yeladetech. This is the source. Kumt uiz, sai by Rashbi, where we have this expression, Ashrei yeladetech. And by Rabbi Yeshua, we see at Sarashova, they were dealing at the time in Seydes HaTor. But we'll soon see on a much simpler level, in Pshat, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rashbi are connected to this concept of Harbotas HaTorah, spreading Torah to everyone. How do I know? Let's start. What is the context of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? What does he say, which symbolizes his life story? He says, "Im lamad to Torah harbe, al tachsik toiva la'atzmecho, ki lechach mitzartu." Many of the Meforshim, the Medrash Shmuel, the Medrash Dovid, the Bin of Itim, the Tver Shloimeh, the Avodah Yisrael, Kedushat Magid, many others, they pshat. Im lamadet to Torah harbe, you succeeded in learning Torah. Al tachzik, don't keep this Toiva in Toiva la Torah for yourself. Don't be a tzaddik in belts. Ki lechach nitzartu. The whole reason why the Eibishter created a person is lahagdol Torah ladira, to spread Torah to others. As the Kosher Tzur Magid brings in Avodah Yisrael, Odom, the pasuk says, Odom la omel yulod, la omel is Rosh Tevis, lilmoid al menas lalami. That's the purpose of creation, to learn in order to teach others. You have to become a mayin, a person learns Torah, learns Shema, becomes a mayin hamizgaber, as the son of the Tzfer Shleimah brings. Therefore, you're called a tzinur, you're called a lechach nitzarto, scramble the letters of nitzarto, and you get the word tzinurus, a pipeline. A pipe which is transporting water doesn't keep it for zich. His whole job is to give over to others, to be a mayin hamizgaber. Why was this the statement that personifies Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we all know from the Gemara in Gittin, was the Nosi Yisrael b'shas l'churban Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chavtes that the Beis Hamikdash was choruv shalei chichu ze'ese. And Rabbi Yochanan Eibshit says in Yaris Dvash that even though we traditionally always say the churban Hamikdash came because of sinas chinam, what was the sinas chinam? Shalhitivu zelo ze baruchnis. I'll give you an example of this, but Derech Agav, direct like Goimr. Why was it, when Sfiras Oimr, there's a period of Avelus. Why is there Avelus? Shalaynog Tamide, Rabbi Akiva, the 24,000 students who perished, Shalaynog Kovid Zebz. How do you understand? They selected, they didn't ask Miss Etiquette what's the proper way of manners. For that, the 24,000 students, Kal Yisrael was Shomim, so you felt it up as a missile, Kovid, manners, etiquette. Says the philosophics, Shalaynogu Kovid, the Medjer says, the Kovid refers to Torah. Shahoyu Einehem Tzora B'Torah Zemishah. I have Torah Chuvazich. Why should I spend my time, my precious time, and share with you? And therefore the world was Shomim. And therefore Rabbi Kiva went and he taught the Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim, and he told him, your task is to, unlike your former colleagues who perished, your task is to share with others. After the Churban, what is his motto? Al tachzik toiv la'atzmoch, ki l'chach nitzart. Dafka, why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I've said in the past many times, he was a Gilgal of whom? You should remember this. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. If you remember the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches, when it's about to pass, his Talmidim come, and one of the instructions that he gives him is Hechin Vechinu Kisei LeChizkiyahu Melech Yehuda Shabo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Gilgal of Chizkiyahu. I once said from the Ger Rebbe at the Levaya of his father, the Memes, both of them lived through a difficult time, and both of them never gave up, weren't miyash. But Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda says what? See the churban beis hamikdash. What does he do? Tehili yavne yibone. Start again, teaching, learning, and therefore Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. What do we know about Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda? Hello, anyone out there? We know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalit, that when he faced the onslaught of Sancheiriv. So what did he do? Niyetz cherev in the open, the Pesach Beis HaMedrash, and he says, anyone who doesn't learn Torah, yidoker becherev, right? And the Gemara says, boku midon vad bersheva v'leimotzu ish v'isha ama'oretz, boku migivas arantiporas v'leimotzu ish v'isha tinek v'dinoikis, who wasn't boki in the halachas of Tumah V'tara, right? Grad, why was this Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, just to get back to the historical context? Because his father was whom? Wakey, wakey, earth, calling Achaz. What do you know about Achaz? Why was he called Achaz? Because he had a state, he had a philosophy. Emen gediyim, emen tioshim. Emen ketanim, emen gedoilim. Emen gedoilim, emen talmidim. Emen talmidim, emen zikenim. Emen zikenim, emen Torah. Therefore he was Achaz, she'ochaz bebotei kinesiyas, bebotei bedroshas, to destroy Torah from the Gedeim, from Tinei Kishabashan, from the Chadorim, and Torah will be destroyed. That's Achaz. So Chizkiyahu comes to Mesakin Daver of his wicked father Achaz. What does he do? Dafka, he's the one who's Nietz Cherev, right? And he understands, you could sit and learn in your loft, in your basement, in your home somewhere, in Abdash Tibul. Hello? Says the Ben Yehuda, Mu'ri Tikavort. In Chazal, a Talmud Chacham is called a Chover. It's Rav Shas, a Chover. Chover is the same letters as what? Cherev. The antidote for the Cherev, by the way, Chizkiyahu is Gimatria, working out 136, which is Gimatria Kol, says the Ben Yehuda. When there's the Kol Yankiv, there's no Yedayim the Esav. When there's the Chover, when Eden learned, Ramey Shapiro once said at a Siyam and Masechta, that's why Nietz Cherev. Why Cherev? Because the Gemara says elsewhere, Cherev al Abadim v'noyelu, Cherev al Suneyim v'al Temin HaChachamim, who are loymed b'toyer bad b'bad. If there's no interaction, if you don't have Rebbeim and Talmidim, if you don't have Chavrusis, if you don't have Umi Talmid v'yisr Mikulam, Tachur bin entire. So he understood the idea of Chaver, Cherev, the Kol Yankiv, to overcome. So who is the Talmud of Talmud Chaviv of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is the Marbitz Torah, the Yavne, the Yibona after the Churban? Dafka Rabbi Yeshua. What did he say about Rabbi Yeshua? Ashri Eladatim. What's Ashri Eladatim? Pashtus, we learn as a little child, because his mother took his Arisa, his cradle, into the Smedrish, he should absorb from Mamish, from infancy, Kolatim. It's a deeper word. In the Medrash Shmuel, it says, various for him, he was Meshabeach his mother. What's the Ashri Eladatim? You raise a child to Torah, a proper Elachit. You Zoychit that Rabbi Yeshua was muflig in the midst of Kibud Avim. People sacrifice for their children's learning. They get paid bekiflik if they have a child who's not some juvenile delinquent, whatever. The statement in Chazal. Are you with me so far? Yeah? What's happens to Afghan in the midst of Kibud Avim? Therefore, Ashri Eladatim. I mean, there's so many other personal shvachim on Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, someone says Torah and the Malachi Asharas gather, whatever. I mean, hello? Dafke, he was mitsuyin in the midst of Kibud Avim. So the Mefarshim explained, there's nothing original. Everyone knows the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, discussed 100,000 times, that 2.5 years, Nechlegu Beishamia Beishil, right? And they said what? If, right, is it Noach Adam Shenivra, Noach Adam Shaloinim? Nimnu Vegamru, Demashal, they counted a person's car of the Hefzid, Bil Buschar, there's 365 thou shalt not, 248 positive, it's easier to sin in this world, whatever. Akapanim, Noach Loi, it's easier not to have been born. Hello? You like that Gemara? Hello? If you weren't supposed to be born, then the Eibishter wouldn't have created you. He didn't set you up for failure. Right? The Pshat that says in Sforum, based on the Toisvus and Erevin, an ordinary bloke in the pub, you could say, Noach Loi Lo Adam Shaloi Nivra. Over a yid who had a tzaddikim, who we say is toiv lehanol lehem v'anol le'olam, who help the world, is fakert. They are, how do you call it again? They are, oy bazoy, say all this for him. They give us pinchas, a whole list of for him. The Kumsoifer says this, various places. Think about it. There are two mitzvahs that prove the inyid of noyach le'olam shenivra. Number one, kibud pashtus kibud of aim. I can mafalpal in kamakim. Hello? But pashtus the mitzvah of kibud of aim. Why do you have to give gvaldig a covenant to your parents? Not because they're good people, they're tzaddikim. They brought you in the world. Why should I be thankful brought in the world? It's a rotten world. Is the haraya say this form from kibud of aim that no yachavim shenivir? Vuhu adin says the Chosefer Amor Yudik Zach in last week's parshin kedoshim ish imoy va'oviv tiro v'shapsoy say tishmoy. There's a juxtaposition of kibud of aim and Shabbos, and you don't got to be a genius in the Ten Commandments. Every whatever, yeah. Then with it, they're connected. What's the smich with kibud of aim to Shabbos? What is the idea of Shabbos? You give edos, you rejoice with a uine, with a potato kugel, whatever. And on Shabbos, he gave us bar Shabbos, bar menucha. We have. But if noyach leila odom shaloi nivra, hello? Yeah? So what are you celebrating Shabbos for? Is the chalaya that both kibud of aim and shmir Shabbos are made that it's a good world? It's good night to stay alive. Take my word for it. It's gaval de gaval. You with me? That's Pshat the answer. A very funny Tana de Vilio, which says, "Kol mechabed es aviv v'ima ein chil Shabbos ba'al yoti." What do we chil Shabbos with kibud avim? The feed of rain, the feed of chumsoifer is ganz verstand. You'll ask me, but the Gemara Fort says that nimnu v'gomru they made a cheshvan. That's why you're right. This, if you look at the. As the Marsha says, the Loisa say it versus not saying, there's more potential pitfalls in life. Ober Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Kamizakis, Arab Main Chait Baliyodoi. Right, number one. So you have immediately that protection. Number two, this is something that I said this once before in Nagdoma to the Arugas Haboisim in Sefer Shmoyz. It's brought out in the Al Kodesh Shuni. Well, moreover, I've said many times before that the Eibishter punishes a person for his Aveira. When you're mezakeh others, you teach others, you help others, you facilitate others doing mitzvahs. So you get reward not only for what you've done, the action, but the peiris and peiri peiris at soif kol others. If I have the time, I'll tell you a story, but I got no time today. I'll tell you some other time. You get what? You get Seif kol adir. Oy bazoi, it's kedai to what? To have been born. That's pshalim lemazet to toira harbi al tachsik toiv la'atzma, because the whole cheshbit of noyach shenivra is only mitzad you're going to spread toira to others, because the chachmi tzartza. And therefore, says the Medrash Shmuel, Dafka Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechon Mazakai, Rabbi Shabeyach, not for his personal qualities like in all the other four Talmidim, but Asher Yiladetoy, because you find throughout Shas that Rabbi Yeshua was Oisik and Mabriyas, with governments, with whatever, Tzarchi Tzibur, with people being Oisik Peteira, and therefore he made this Kiddush Hashem, the person acts properly, as the Gemara says, Briyas, Ma'imrim, right? That Ashrei, the parents who brought such a child, become the Shem Shemayim in the world. And therefore, that's the Inyan, what it says, by the way, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's how they test. The Ezeu ben Oilam Habo, one of the things is, Leimachsik Tivusul Nafshi. The same idea. That he doesn't hold the Toiv, the Toiv of Razich, he spreads it to others. And Gerade, there's a fascinating Kehelos Rabo, which speaks like Kol Oisakein Samuz Mar Bistoira Zuicho L'Tuiva Asid Olove Al Yisrael B'Mashiach Ben David Shenemar V'Som Derech Ar Enu B'Yesh Elokim. You're already able to tap into the Yeshuas, to the Brachos, the Avtochos of Yom Yisrael Mashiach in this world. Ezel Ben Olam Haba. In this world is someone who's like Machzik Tivus Al Nafshi, which, by the way, not to be Mar Bistoira when you can, which everybody is capable of it, by the way, on some level. Chazal say in Gemara Sanhedrin, Meir says, it's bichlal ki dvar Hashem bozo, which I'm not going to continue the rest of the pasuk. And as the Pesach Inayim in Avodah Zarah Daf Yutes brings from the Rebbe of Heschel, Amiri Gavort, you may remember, Aseret HaDibros is repeated twice, in the Yisrael and Vizcham. In one, the first, one time it says, loy sirtzoch, with the comets. Once, loy sirtzach, with a patach. Why the difference? Huh? Now the Gemara says in Soita, on the pasuk, ki rabim chalolim ipilu, that refers to someone shalegil hero omer, someone paskin shailis, and is incompetent, unworthy. Vatsumim kol harugel, that refers to someone shalegil hero, and gevorim mitamol ki hil rosh al taivas nafri, as one of them say, he reta onuv, and he refuses to deal with anybody, ver benich, vos benich. Is vaiti, each one is murder. Said the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow, the Chidah brings it. That's that. There's a leisirtzach with a comet and leisirtzach with a patch. You could murder by opening your mouth when you're not worthy, and you could murder by closing your mouth when you should be speaking and you don't. I can't put it any stronger. Huh? Now, that's, I'm talking about Shuga Chalandia. We're going to talk about Imre Shimon, if I'm not mistaken. Where did Shimon Yechoy come in? I've said already in the past, and I'm not going through the whole Cheshman, but one of the past years, like Bo'imra, I said, a Meiridik Avort from Rapinchas Friedman. Meiridik Avort. You remember the Gemara in Brochus? The whole big sikhsuch between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? The whole machlokesim? And there was Mais Tan Rabban and Maisa Bo'isei Talmud, who went and stirred up this whole great debate. And at the end, they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, at least temporarily, from the Nesiyas. They put Rabbi Lozim and Azariah, and the whole machlokes. Yeah? It's Oisei Talmud. Don't say who it is. Who, at the end of the whole sugya, who is the one who stirred up the whole machlokes? Says the Gemara at the end. Oisei Talmud. Hello. If the initially the Gemara was mechassa, so why the Gemara does it reveal the identity? Do you think the Tana Likir Shir Bayachoy was there like with a story and besmedrish to make this machlokes in Yeshua and Gamliel? So we explain in a nutshell. I'm like, I have no time to elaborate. This is not what I'm talking about. What was the sheet of Rabban Gamliel? Gamliel was from the house of Malchus. And just like his Einikol, Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, when he told his son, the Gemara in Ksuvis, B'ni, right? Nehoig nesiyoscha b'roma uzroik mora b'talmid. You have to be whatever, you have to be the good guy, you're a Nosi, you're a Melech Shabachol Kvedi, and Kvedi Mochul, and put the fear of the Lord into the hearts of your students. You know, they should shiver. Right? And therefore, a Gamliel who comes from Midas Hadin, as Gamliel said, the Shayrish of the Shama, was from Kayin, etc., etc., right? He had a sheet that any Talmud who's not Toichi Kibari, all he called it a Vesmesh. An elite policy. Toichi Kibari, it's informed, the Mesoskim, the Pirka. What is, I said this many times, what is the inner word of Toichi? The inner two letters of Toichi, it's four letters. Chavov. Kibari, what are the outer letters of Kibari outside? Chavav. Person who has the Eibishter Chavav, 26, inside and outside, whatever, he can come to this Medrash. So as Rav Shimon Bar Yochai himself says in the Gemara in Sukkah, Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah v'hei mu'ot. They don't grow on trees. Hello? Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Gilgal, as we once explained, of whom? I don't remember anything I say. Rabbi Yeshua Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen is a Sitra of Chsoldit, Mizera Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Reizim Shalom, Rabbi Yisrael, Gamal HaToyra, this week's Parsha, Emer V'amarto. Hello? Got to put something about this week's Parsha. Emer is a Loshen Rako. Double it, not my Dabar Shalom, Shalom, Emer, Emer V'amarto, says Rashi, L'hazer HaGdoilim, Otan. I love this form of it. That is the idea of a Kohen. Because if they Kohen, Yishmur Das, Toyer V'akshri Piyu, right? Rabbi Yeshua is Misitra the Chesed. That's why, by the way, Rabbi Yeshua is the man, the Omer, that when was the world created? B'nissen. Because this is the time of Avva, of Rachlim, etc., etc. Hello. So they had this great debate. You all remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf, Kufla Melches. Tonar Abba, Kishadichtu, Rabbi Seidel, Lekeren, B'yavna. What did the Tanoim HaKadoshim say? Asid the Torah shetishtakach miYisrael. Torah will ultimately be said koyver agolus, will be forgotten from Kol Yisrael. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "An omayis hinei yamim boyim nu Hashem vishlachti rov ba'oretz le'rov lechem le'tzam le'mayim kiim l'shmoyes var Hashem." It'll be a famine for Torah. Right? Stands up, preferred by Yehoi, chas v'sholom shetishtakach Torah miYisrael. Right? Chas v'sholom, the Torah won't be forgotten. Right? You with me so far? Yeah? By the way, the Tolner Rebbe once said that when he was in German, he used to give a Chabura in Sokhot of Yeshiva, whatever, a Chabura, and it was Fatug, Zlagba Omer, the basis role, called him over. He says, "What are you going to go dashing for your Bachar?" He's a smart fellow. He's kept quiet. What? And he said in the Pizmin from the Ben Ish Chai, we say, Teirosei mogin lono. In what way is the Teir of Rashbi a mogin for the average guy in the street? How does it protect you, for the average guy, the average person? Hello? He said that be'emes al pi seichel, al pi whatever, the Chazal knew, Baruch HaKodesh, that because of the Kovid HaGolos, because of all the Nisyonis, Teir logically should destakach miyusro. Once Rab Shimon Bar Yochai got up and gave a Gishrei, Chas v'sholom shetishtakach Torah miYisrael, that gufa was spoiled, that Torah will be forgotten, and that word, Chas v'sholom, right, is that which kept Kal Yisrael going in these bitter darkles. Right? Just l'hoisif, we say in Davni every day, V'afkam zuis b'yoisim b'eretz oyveim, will the pasuk continue? Which is gematria exactly 3,070. Which is gematria exactly chas v'sholom tetzitakach teirim yisrael. That even bizman hagolus loy ma'astim v'lego altim, which is 1,172, which is loy tishokach mipizarei, which every school child knows. If you ever go to Meiron, you will see that engraved on the shahr, because it's seifit teves is yechoy kiyudu. Are you with me? In other words, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who was megala the soy, not only of Torah, the premius of Torah, he was megala the premius of every Eden. Therefore, it's important. Sfarim Hakadoshim, Hilula the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is 1,001, which is gematria Sheirish Hanelam, the hidden Sheirish, which is gematria Baruch Ad Hashem Mogen Avraham, and many other things. The Echad Amarba, the Echad Amamit, the Bavachi Chavin Eslipa. In other words, when Chazal said Yasido Shetashtakach Torah miYisrael, there was a good logical foundation for it. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who what? By revealing the secret of a Jew. Therefore, I see that one of the Yisoides of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is what? That Torah has to be taught to every single Jew. And how do I know, just if you want to remember one remez? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yemakoyel, Vemaosius, 920, is Gimachi exactly the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Chol Bonayach, Limudei Hashem, Rav Shloim Bonayach. That every Jewish child has to mamash open. When that's Pshat, by the way, The Kashav Rov in the Sefer Motar Shemayim once said, in the beginning of Tazriya, the Medrash Ishaki Tazriya, to have children, the Medrash says a pasuk, Esed Deil Merochik, Ulufayalai Eit Etin Sedek. What's the connection? If a person looks to those who are from Blunja, those who are lost, Ulufayalai Etin Sedek, you're mastic the Abish to creating you. Because the whole reason the Abish to created you is Lahoitzi Zokr Mizoil, Yokr Mizoil, which Rav Tzadok says and says, because the Sadek is the Iker Tachlis in our generation of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Now, the fees that when I saw this Hakdomo, that both of Shimon Bar Yochai and Rashbi, both of whom is the Indian of spreading Torah to everyone, right? Therefore, by both of them, we have the expression Ashrei Yiladetoi, because there's a Tziruf Adoiris of whatever. A thought came to me, this is Pashat, a capital in Tilum. The capital in Tilum, you all know, because you say it numerous times every week. Kapitel Tzadik Beis, we say Mizmer Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. And we all know, and I'm not going to explain, but I've discussed it numerous times in previous years, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is B'vchin HaShabbos. The halacha is always like Rav Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? And if you learn Pshat L'Yoyim Shekul HaShabbos U'Mluch L'Chai Olamim, is Zichar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was B'vchin of the Geula of Mashiach, of the book from Hill Parasher, that by the Neshamas like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai there was no Churban, as we'll discuss. What does it say in Mizmer Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos? What does it say in Pesach? Toiv L'Hoidis L'Hashem L'Zam Shveli. Right? Why? The fact that you're thanking the Eibishter Shabbos of Briyas HaOilam is the Charaya, as we said before, that Noyach Leila Adam Shnivra. I don't always see it. No. L'Hagid Baboykir Chazdech, the times of Behirus, V'Emunos Chabalelis, even in times of darkness, there's a Peich and Tzadikim, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoi. Sometimes there's a sunrise, and the sun is shining upon you, have Hatzloch. Ad Mevoi, sometimes a person has a personal sunset, Poshet Yogin Vanochen, all kinds of Tzoris. Nevertheless, a person knows Mehul Shem Hashem, it's all from the Eibishter. In other words, the Welt, I have no time to elaborate, but there's a whole story in Medrash, in Chazal, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went with the Talmidim in a Bika, and they were complaining, krechsing about Geld and whatever, and the Bika became full of golden coins, and he said, you could take as much as you want, but you'll lose half my lahab. No one took, and a piece of Siyad came and took back all the coins. Right? Says the Medrash on this story, that's pshat in this capital. Connected to this pasuk, Kisimachtani Hashem b'falecho matzidecha aran. Interesting. The same story happened, a very similar story, with another amir, Shimon Chalafta, and he was erev Pesach, and his wife said, "We have no money for matzah." And he took pure water, and she cooked it because she was embarrassed. Now everyone's cooking, and she's not nothing to cook. And from heaven came down to him, and he gave it to his wife. And she said, no, "Did you magari your chelik olam haba? Right? Give it back." I got some ice, and a piece of yad came, took it back. And there, the medrash, mamash, one medrash follows the other, that the secondness was greater than the first, because we have a tradition, mishmayim meyev yov, mishkul ishokul. Kevin only gives, doesn't take back. So the Rebbe once asked the Fabrengen, why did the medrash only say this vis-a-vis Rav Shimon Chalafta, not vis-a-vis Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Else it's a miracle of the piece of yad coming, take it back. And granted, elsewhere, Chazal and Mefarad, all the nisim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, whatever, and it includes the story of what? Of the din resolve in the biko, but if it was a greater miracle to take it back, to retrieve it, why doesn't Chazal mention that as one of the miracles of Rashbi? Is the chalaya to Rashbi taking back of the din resolve is not a mile. Pshat. I said it before many times from the Kabriner, the Miri Dikavort, which I always had it to people. He said, I saw it in Levin. The lichtig, the ziz, the tire is the welt for divas lignishnir. How beautiful, how sweet, how geschmack is the world for those who don't run after it. And how bitter and finster and ugly is the world for those people who run after it. If you're on the Madrega or Shirun Bayachoy, normal person, Gashmi is Ruchni is a bit of a steer. On the Madrega or Shirun Bayachoy, where everything is Abishter, I know that no difference between Tevan, Mailam and Tevan, no difference between Gashmi and Ruchni is everything for Ashpi to take back the golden coin, Ishkan Mailam. And that's one of the reasons, parenthetically, why Barashpi, like Ba'imr, is a day of Bon Lachayim Zayin Ravicha. A person can ask whatever you need, even Begashmas. Because that's the Madrega of Rashpi. Because Barashpi is a lichtiger welt. Barashpi is Noyach Leil Adam Shenivr. Therefore, by him also says Ashrei Yeladitoy. And therefore, the Pasuk, the capital continues. Ahemshah. Kihine Ayvecha Hashem. Why is it a good world? Kisimachtani Hashem Befalecha. It's a bitter world. You think when the Alter Rebbe said Rosh Hashanah, there was no churban. There was no churban. What was he doing in a Meir for 13 years? Hello, Earth. His Rebbe was ripped. Rebbe Kiva was ripped. Whatever. So pshat is there are people who transcend the present. Kihine oivecho Hashem. Kihine oivecho yaved. So the famous Taishan of Baal Shem Tov. If a person realized that the oivim, the mugger, is really a shliach from the Eibishter, right? That gufa is goyrim ultimately amtokas adinim, and you see whatever, as is brought down from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. When do you come to this madriga of living in a geshmaka world, in a zisa world, where whatever happens around you, you're impervious to your superficial circumstances? What do we say at the end of the kapitel? Tzaddik. Next word. You may remember, said Mizuch Shemesh. Shemesh is Gimatria Katomer. What do we know about Katomer? Tzaddik Katomer Yifrach Erez. What's the difference between a Tzaddik, a Tomer, and an Erez? Which is a taller tree? Actually, a more sturdier tree? An Erez. Gavoya Karos. Yeah? Hundreds of Pesukim. Aber, you know what? Chazal say, the Chisorin of an Erez is, doesn't produce pears. There's two types of Tzaddikim. There's an Erez Tzaddik and there's a Tomer Tzaddik. And the purpose of a Jew is to be a Tomer Tzaddik, to give off payers, Nishra Zichman, right? And a person could say, well, I'll lose out. I'll give my time, my effort. I could sit and learn whatever. So others for him say, that's that the Tzaddik who's a Tomer will also have the Mile of an Erez in Galus. Because the Gemara says, Meir Einei Shneim Hashem. There's a Grada. But besides that, what does the Eibishter want? The Taitz from the Magid, it brings the word. When the Gemara says in Brachas Taflam Medalit that the Mokim Shev Al Yeshuva Oyvim and Tzadikim Uyichal, he means about Bal Shuva and Tzadik. Does that mean a guy who was in Greenwich Village somewhere hippie and suddenly became Frum? It means that also, but it means two types of Tzadikim. There's one who's a Tzadik. The Tzadik sits and learns all day and the whole night in his room. Then there's the Tzadik who's a Bal Shuva. He's a Balabos over Shuva. He reaches out to other people. Where the tzaddik who's a Baal Tshuva stands, even that the tzaddik who's the Erez tzaddik can't do it. As you find, and are you, but before I lose out, says the Haflo in a Ribui Mekoimis in Panam Yofis, the Eber says, you know, you lose out because you're giving your time to others, you're learning with a seed partner, you're learning whatever, yeah? So you're losing out. Said, but tzaddik atomer you from, right? Shulim Beveis Hashem, by the way, what's our shavu Shulim Beveis Hashem? Same as Shimon Bar Yochai. Hello? Whether you're in the bias, which is the bias primi, or you're in the chaser, zozuch nisht, right? B'das chadorim aleihu, there's das inside, there's the chaser where you're frichu, where you're spreading to others. Don't worry, what does the next pasuk say? I'm going to lose out. Oy genuvun b'seva. The Eber is my rechionim. I'll give you a rechaz yonim. I'll tell you the Gemara in the Erevin of Preda. He taught his student how many times? 400. So what did the Eibishter give him? 40 years. So it's Kedai and Esek. It's Kedai and Esek, Begashmi is. It's Kedai the Esek, Beruchni is. And moreover, that's what the Eibishter B'Shefer wants of you. Right? And by the way, calls Mancha Maskinim, the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Kinim. Tamil Chom, Gemara, Kinim, Daitam. Says the Holy Panam Yofis, Gevalt, Zokim, plus Seves, Gimatria Das. The older you get, the smarter you get. So and you won't lose out on the deal. That's why the Chum Sofer says, the famous Nakdoma, Shalom Shuvah Chum Sofer, and Yeridei, I've said this 1,001 times, the Pasuk says, V'yisir Hashem Alikecha, B'pir Bitnecha. That sometimes a person, the Rambam writes a letter to his son, Rav Avram, Ashri mi shechost kol yimei ha'od, I can't remember the Lashon, Odom ha'miskein, in this Ulam ha'shofel, his das is not straight. Ashrei mi shechusim yom abeir. Fortunate is the person who leaves this world soon and without tear to the sadas. Hello? So why do we pray for richus yom? Hello? Yeah? Why does God keep people alive? Voy says the chmusoy for the word of his Rebbe of the flow. Voy sirch Hashem alikecha. Why does a person give a person richus yomim? To train your children, your grandchildren, your urei nechor, your talmidim, etc., etc. And that's the shita of Rav Shirba Yachoy, the Pirka brings in Santazach. We said Toichi Gabari, as explaining the shita of Gamaliel. Nagar the Pirka also says, the pasuk says initially, brochos l'roish tzaddik. Tzaddik gets brochos. Hello? You're not going to be a brilliant genius to figure out what are the first two letters of the word brochos? Bar. And what are the end letters of brochos? Toich. A tzaddik has toich and bar, in other words. A tzaddik is toich and kibari. Tzaddik katomer yifrach. What's the word, gematria of the word katomer? 660. Which is gematria? I've told this before. Toich and kibari. A tzaddik, what is tzaddik is toich and kibari? A tzaddik, unlike the sheet says, well, you're not the primius, but toich and kibari. Outside you look so frum. The tzaddik knows that the premiers of every Jew, he's taka toichei kibari. And therefore the Ben Yisalskor says deeper, we say, the pasuk says, the Eibush, the word yitzpeneu besuka b'yoyim ro, b'seiser, person is taka tzaddik toichei kibari, the Eibush will keep him, b'seiser. What is the gematria of seiser? Also 660, which is toichei kibari, which is katomer. In other words, there's a special shmira for a tzaddik who gives himself over to others. I have no time to elaborate. You'll ask me, we say, the Gemara says, Char mitzvah by Alma. Rekha. Famous marshal, I have no time, this gorgeous pulpulim from the present Satma Rebbe in the Kiddush Torah Maratav. But I have no time to elaborate. But he said, the bottom line is, the marshal says, when do you say there's no schar? Be yochid. Be rabim, the schar mitzvah. And a yochid, and this is a subject for another whole shir, a yochid who the rabbim tzrichim loy has a din of a rabbim, as the Gemara said in Tainus Lagabe Meish Rabbeinu, and therefore he could have schar mitzvah in this world. So a person who's oisik with others, he doesn't lose out, not begashmi, it's not beruchni, it's vaadra. And that be'emes, by the way, lefi zet, tzaddik atomer rashvi, I told you once before, there's a Medrash Talpius, which is awesome. Actually, Esther Rabba also. What did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai eat in the Myra? Charuv, which is boxer. I don't call it English. Carob tree. Yeah? You sure? That was it? I knew that also. Yeah, anything else? Says the Esther Rabba, he ate Charuv Mutmor. Medrash. Hello? Never heard it before. I told you this before. Says the Medrash Talpiyos, this was a miracle tree, by the way. It takes a charuvim tree, how many years to? 70. Suddenly stuck in this Myra. And you can go today to the Myra in Pekin, and you can see the boxer tree there. I was there. I was scared to take, I wanted to take, it was, whatever. You hear? Hello? Yeah? Says the Medrash Talpiyos, it's awesome. The whole week this tree produced charuvim, which, by the way, I have no time to elaborate, is the worst Michael Behema according to most Rishitas. Right? On Shabbos it produced tomorrow. It's like a nes. Are you with me? Oh, Shiloh, why wasn't he? How could he eat it? It's Chayil Chorlo the first 3 years, that Ravai. Hello? Wasn't it an old tree? Azoy. They was. Hello? The Gemara says the Ness. Whatever, okay, we can talk about it some other time. Okay, we can talk about it. The whole sugya, a murder, the sugya machlukis, orla by things that are created through Nisim, we can talk about Chanukah, machlukis, being a divrei yoel and the chujarim, one side, it's not a whole sugya, amukum, right? It was a miracle. Why did Abish make miracles? To show he's boss, he's powerful, he's omnipotent, turning boxer trees into tamarim trees. So Stam of the Meforshim say he wanted a show called Makayim as a Torah Mi'oini. So okay, that's one. Lefi Devreinu is giving a lesson to Rav Shimon Yochai. What does the Eibishter want? What kind of tzaddik? Not a charuvim tzaddik. We want a tomer tzaddik, a zisa tzaddik, a tzaddik which gives to others. And that the whole, all of Sfiras Oimer, Shalei Nogu Kovei Zebozeh, as we go to Tzar Ayin, therefore the Beis Hoskos says Sfiras Oimer, the 49 days, is divided into two periods, pre and post Lag BaOmer, which is letters, Leiv Toiv. First 32 days, Leiv Toiv is what? To give, to share. Right? And that's why the whole Torah starts with what words? Bereishis. Everyone knows Bereishis. Chazal say, Bishvil Reishis. Who is the Reishis? One of the Tarchal? Because of Moshe Rabbeinu Vayar Reishis like Yishon Mechal Kizom. Torah was created for Meishis. The Bnei Yisrael also brings the Agar Dekalva. Bereishis stands for Oyer Torahs Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Davis. Hello? Moshe gave Niglish HaBetayra to Kal Yisrael as the Rashbi gave Pnimius HaTayra. And they really wanted the Shama, Alisa Lamarim, Shvi Sashevi, which is now the whole Shmuz from another time. The Pinchas Friedman point, but by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu is also very much into Lag BaOmer. How do you know? Wakey, wakey. Moshe, give me a shot, Lag BaOmer. Could figure it out yourself. Hello? Says the Pinchas Friedman, Pasuk said in Tillim, Eine Hashem El Tzadikim Va'ozne V'Shavosom, which is Gimachia, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. These are both Toiv Ayin, who gave us Torah, shared Torah with us. Okay. I wanted to now begin the share, but I have no time. But let me just tell you with one story. I say this every year. The Lev Simcha was once in the Chatzar going out, and someone was coming in to the Meira, to the Tzion of the Rashbi. And the fellow asked the Ger Rebbe for a bracha for kinder for Zahar Shal Kayom. The Lev Simcha said, Nasa Odom, Nehemar Bavarecha, have a child. Said the Kodesh Bi, Tavit. Baruch Hashem, he was Nifkid. The next year he came to the Lev Simcha. No, Rebbe, what do I call the child? So he remembered the story from last year. He said, Nasa Odom, Emakoyel, is Gimachi, Shimon, Emoisius. Obviously, you have to call him Shimon. He was born in the Chusar of Shimon. So there's a content, and by the way, just Derech Agav, just to add, Lo Yiyah B'cho'okar is Gimachia Hoid, Hei Vov Dalet B'milu. School for children. Norvos. So one of the contemporary Mashpia, Rav Horowitz from Elad, he says, I'm married to Gavor, he says, not only can you have children, Lag BaOmer, Ober Lag BaOmer in Derech Avoido is Nasa Odom, we can vera under a mensch. In fact, Shirun Bayachoy is Gimachia Chuva Mahava, etc., etc. Shirun Bayachoy is Gimachia Mechaimesim. You could recreate yourself. But the feed of Reino, the Nasa Odom Nemar Mavarecho, that you have the power to create another Jew on Lag BaOmer, that's given to us in the Schus of Shirun Bayachoy. Just to end, I wanted to give a shir about today, which I didn't, which I started when I was preparing, I didn't say. I'll give you I think everyone can understand this. What tribe was Shirun Bayachoy from? You have 1 in 12 chance of getting it right. I'll give you a hint. It's connected to his name. Bingo. Very good. Excellent. Shimon. You haven't known that before. Did I not ever tell you how the Chavdal, 24,000 students of Rebbe Akiva who died, were Gilgulim of the 24,000 people in Shechem who were killed by Shimon and Levi? Who were in this Galgal in the Maisa of Pa'ur, Zimri ben Solu, Nasi Beis Av Le Shimoini. Hello? Who was later, who was Zimri in this Galgalin? Anyone remember this? Must have said this 300 times here. Rabbi Kiva, and Ashes Tunis Rupus, the second Zivik. She was a guild of Kol. You don't remember me saying this?
No.
Whatever. Rabbi Kiva had a Sheikhus to Shevet Shimon. Reb Shimon is a Gilgul Mamish of Shimon ben Yankiv, same as Shetev as Shimon ben Yehoi. You don't got to be a genius to work it out. Hello? Yeah? And they caused the Churbin because they killed him, and the Salachman was Bekatrig, and therefore there was a whole Kitrig of the David Shul. You mind your own business. Don't take vengeance for the Arelim who were killed. But that caused the Salachman. The Chazal saying, Al Kurveni, caused the Chur, the Yeridas Mitzrayim. Who was the Iker stirrer, the agitator, the Sel Yosef of Mitzrayim, the Shejol Golius? Because Pirut. Yeah? What is the tikkun of Shimon? What did he do for a living? Stockbroker, real estate, he was what? Afitzim, Biyankim, Ahalkim, where they all over the place. Why? Levi was the Levium, that our Levium. What did Shimon do? They were Malam de Tinoikis. They were suffering Malam de Tinoikis. They went to teach people Torah. And the tikkun of the Pirut of Shimon in, right, was that why Shimon Bayachoy was into teaching Torah. What do you know about Shimon? Which one of the 12 months corresponds to Shimon? Hello, you don't got to be a genius to work that out. Sivan?
Sorry,
ear. Ear? Ear is Yisachar. How could you mix up? Hello. Try Menachem Ov. Is that not a happy month? Hello? That's Churban month. Shimon, why did Leah call her son Shimon? Ki Shoma Hashem ki Snua Amich. I'm hated. Hello? Vatikra Eshemoi Shimon. You know what the purpose is? Through Harbotas HaTorah. You know what Shmoy Shimon is Gematria? Avor Rabba Avtonu Hashem Alikinu. Shom Hashem Kishnu Anuich Vayitin Liyazeh is Gematria, very relevant to our days. Abba Turim says, when Yishmol, the Peraodom, falls, then will come the Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram, that's Mashiach, and that the Zohar says, in the Schus of Rishon Bayachoy, Yidnu God of Golos, Bechesed of Arachim.
Number two, when the Gemara says the three of Tanoia.